you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 18th. Today's word is boilerplate, spelled as one word, B-O-I-L-E-R-P-L-A-T-E. Boilerplate is a noun that means syndicated material supplied especially to weekly newspapers in matrix or plate form. It can also mean, more broadly, a standardized text or formulaic or hackneyed language. Boilerplate also means tightly packed, icy snow. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Evan Osnos. "I think the middle class is getting clobbered," he said one day over lunch. "I think there has to be a significant change in both, over time, fiscal policy and tax policy." He was trying to get that view further insinuated into the White House, he said. It seemed like boilerplate, and I didn't quote it. In the days before computers, small local newspapers around the U.S. relied heavily on feature stories, editorials, and other printed material supplied by large publishing syndicates. The syndicates delivered that copy on metal plates, with the type already in place, so the local papers wouldn't have to set it. Printers apparently dubbed those syndicated plates boilerplates because of their resemblance to the plating used in making steam boilers. Soon, the word boilerplate came to refer to the printed material on the plates as well as to the plates themselves. Because boilerplate stories were more often filler than hard news, the word acquired negative connotations and gained another sense widely used today, such as hackneyed or unoriginal writing. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.